Your boy.
It's payday, fellas.
Hey.
You know, X Games, man.
I said it's fucking payday, motherfucker.
I really had shit to sell. Anything under an ain't shouldn't hit the scale. I fuck that bitch and you fuck that bitch too. This shit between us, we don't kiss and tell. Had a little run with a bitch, I took it and learned. No feelings, I wish her well. I can tell she got a yeast. She got out the shower, came out and it still had a smell. I'm the nigga with the ticket, so if I with niggas, just know that they packing. Niggas is cool with saying they hot boys. When the fuck this shit happen? Bitch, I'm the captain. If niggas want action, then we let it peel like an aspirin. Not on her ass, I was snapping. Wait, let me get you a napkin. I am on top with the spitters. For 40, she top of my niggas. She get the 20 before, the other 20 when she finished. Dude's hand while she licking the balls. No, she didn't. This shit is different. And she consistent. Wouldn't have these bitches been close friends. Seem like I'm always in close friends. I saw my shot, then I got a call. They telling me I'm a her close friend. I got the call from her close friend.
Yeah. That's one Drew Boy close friends, man. They out of Philadelphia. They ain't playing. They heating things up. But right now, you're tuned in to $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallo 267. This is Gilly, the Planet's Peanut. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's your joint. You like that, don't you? You like it. I remixed it that time. I ain't just say
Gilly the King. This is Baby Shrimp.
No, Baby League. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Baby League.
Baby Shrimp.
That's Baby Shrimp right there. Yeah, whatever. Yo,
who else we got in here?
Yo.
Introduce yourself.
Hold up, Dev. Hold up, Dev Nasty, the producer, Dev Nasty.
Who else we got in here?
The one and only, the producer, Dev Nasty. But hold up.
The nasty one.
Don't smoke that pen in here. Don't do that.
Nigga,
don't smoke that joint in there. Don't do that. You can't smoke in here. Don't smoke that joint in here. Come on, man. Come on,
man. That good shit, too.
Like 10 people died of cancer from that joint.
No, they were smoking e-cigarettes. This is called... Rum, bum, 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 bum,
that stuff ain't cool, man. That stuff ain't cool. That stuff ain't cool, man.
Reggie Vapors.
That's Reggie. It's Reggie. That depends. It's Reggie.
Reggie.
He loves Reggie. He loves him some Reggie. He ain't see some Reggie. Don't threaten. You should call some Reggie. Don't threaten me with a good time. That's his joint. As soon as he sees some Reggie, he loses his mind. You lose your mind, man. You's a wild nut.
Hey, listen,
man.
Everybody know I got a medical marijuana card. I only smoke the best of the best.
Yeah, okay. That don't mean that they got Reggie in here too. You go in there and get Reggie and have it in the cup, acting like it's more than what it is.
All my shit got 30% THC.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You do.
You don't know nothing about that.
You do you. It's for that dead eye, huh?
You go in there and drink.
Get your medication for your dead eye, huh?
Hey, we go out. We all order drinks, and he say, "Do you got ginger beer?"
No, that's actually good though.
Ginger beer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, come on, man.
Fuck is ginger beer?
It's actually good for you.
Nigga say, "Let me get a ginger ale on the rocks." What?
I say throw a couple rocks in there. I don't say on the rocks, because that means
let's get into our sponsors, man.
Listen, man, we're going to go right in, man. This right here is brought to you by Springfield Hyundai. Listen, you want a car, I'm talking about any type of car. And it's not just a Hyundai. They get you any type of car you want. I ain't just talking about a Hyundai. But if you want a Hyundai, they get you a Hyundai. But if you want a car, I don't know what type of car you want. But if you want a car, they get you the car that you want, even if it is a car. What type of car you want? No, I'm just thinking about it. What type of car do you like? What is your dream car? Bottom line is, whatever type of car you want, that dream car that you have in your dream, like sometime when you be dreaming and you be in the car, you be pulling up, you be seeing anybody on the side, you playing your music. Doom, doom,
doom, I think doom, he smoked some of this shit to smoke it
doom, 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 doom. You playing your music, you in that car that you be in having in your dream. Springfield Hyundai can get you your dream car, even if it ain't a Hyundai. But if it's a dream car, you want it.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. I don't have a dream car.
No, I ain't say a dream car. I said, what car do you want?
Can they get me a jet?
Yeah, they can do that. They get you a jet. What type of jet you want?
Fucking no. I'm old school. Can they get a nigga a horse?
What type of horse? They get you a Clydesdale? You want a Clydesdale? They get you. That's a Budweiser horse. Listen, they got access to all type of stuff. My guy over there, Bobby, give me anything I want. He said, "Listen, whatever you want, I get you. But I ain't telling you that I getting it. But I'm gonna get it for you. But don't tell nobody that I told you. But Bobby, I'm not telling nobody that you told me. I'm telling what you told me to say. I'm not telling nobody you told me. So I'm not gonna tell nobody that Bobby told me that." He said, "Listen, I got you over there because my guy know a guy that know a guy, and he know a guy that know a guy out in Jersey. You know what happens in Jersey and down in South Philly. Yeah, but that's Denver." My guys, but I'm not telling you. But that's another day. Listen, if you're trying to get a car, from Springfield Hyundai, 844 Drive Now. Springfield Hyundai is where they gonna get your car. But I'm not just talking about Hyundai. Talking about any car. Springfield, Pennsylvania, man. What are you talking about?
Okay, the people gotta know. And what's the number again?
8449 Drive Now. Springfield Hyundai gets you the car that you want. And even if you ain't thinking about a car, they still get you a car if you walk and you need a car.
What about what if you got challenge credit?
They ain't no worry about that challenge credit. That's not a problem. You got a problem credit. You know, you have a job, come in there, they're going to take care of you.
So you could just have a job, you come in there, and you just leaving happy.
Yeah, you can leave happy. You can, especially because you listen. If you came in there sad, you're leaving happy. Because even if you don't get a car, because you don't find a car that you want, because you got to wait for the car that they're gonna get for you, because it's not a Hyundai, you're gonna be happy because you know you're getting a car when you leave.
Okay, that's fair.
That's all that matter.
Okay, so let's get into $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
I want to ask you guys something. You find out. Okay, you meet your girl.
Yeah.
You and your woman's together for 2 years.
Happy? She's pregnant?
I don't know if she's pregnant.
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. What?
You and your woman's been together for 2 years. Then you find out that the job your woman's been working at for 3 years, she had a fling with her boss right before you came into the picture. How are you feeling about this? Are you comfortable with this?
Do you tell her to leave? Do you tell her to leave?
Are you comfortable with this?
Do you tell me?
Well, are you like, well, it was before me, you know, so whatever happened before me, it's in the past. Are you like, bitch, you got to quit ASAP? Like,
hold on. So she took 2 years to tell you this? That's what you're saying? She took 2 years to tell you?
So you're saying V told you all about every nigga she dealt with?
No, what I'm talking about is, if she tell me something after 2 years, though, to wait to tell me that the boy at the job that
was you... Was he still slaying her?
No. Okay, she didn't even tell you. You found out because one of your homies got hired.
That's
at
crazy.
The job.
That's
Well, how did he find out?
Because the boss told him.
Whoa! So he just told everybody, so now, you know, yeah, so you know now, I cracked her biscuit.
Yeah, so now, so I mean, now the boss is spreading
I buttered
the
news. Buns.
But listen, the boss don't know that he know her. Her nigga, so he just, you know, step.
So he tell everybody that.
Yeah. So you know, he like, yeah, of course.
So everybody know that the boss plays your chick.
Like, every time you used to get pussy back in the day, you used to run and tell me, yo, you know, I fuck cuz, yeah, I hit, yeah, not I suck the titties too, cuz, so I mean.
You lied to me.
Like, I suck the titties too. Like
that was for Wallow. Just for Wallow. All the bitches. Listen, first of all, you know what all the bitches used to call Wallow back in the day? H&S.
What? What does that mean?
Hitting snitch.
He's lying on me. I never seen that. He's lying. I was a sniper. I never seen nothing.
He go fucking tell everybody. Yeah, I just fucked Stephanie. He don't care. He was the type of nigga. He brag about finger fucks. I finger fucked Tamika. He come up 2 days later. I'm going to smell my hands.
But listen, let me ask you a couple questions.
What that smell like?
Here's a couple questions.
Smell like old vagina. Yeah, I finger fucked Tamika 2 days ago. You didn't wash your hands?
Nope.
Nigga that ate 4 meals.
2 days ago. But no, the whole thing is this. I got a question for you. A couple questions. Number one, you know, because guys, it's a bunch of dudes is out here going through this. But they don't know they go through this. But right. Now they're going to be questioning things because all them extra hugs. Okay, bye, Tammy. All them, yeah, that's my cousin. Mm-hmm. You know, I oh, yeah, that's my cousin. He gave me the job. So now, is this guy ever come and pick her up at work and, like, come to the job often, bring her lunch? Or,
like, yeah, like, shake the boss hand. Like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, listen, it don't matter.
We need to know.
It doesn't matter.
We need a clearer picture.
Okay, your boss...
Your girl's boss, yeah.
Your girl's boss used to glaze your woman. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? What are you doing about this? Are you taking it on the chin? Listen. Do she got to quit the job? What are you doing?
So, to be honest, I'm going to be uncomfortable with the shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to be uncomfortable. Now, what kind of job is this? Like, is it a career where it's like, we got to rise above this? You know what I'm saying? Like, she got a real career that makes some real bread somewhere, or is she working that motherfucking the Apple store, my nigga? Like, because if it's something like that, something replaceable, we might have to replace
people at the Apple store need their job.
No,
I don't think one job is bigger than another.
But what I'm saying, if you need your job, you need your job. You need your job. What I'm saying is you can go find another job that makes the same amount of money.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But question
is this. What are you doing? That's the question.
That's what I'm saying. I just told you.
Y'all putting all these.
I got one more question. I got to ask one more question.
Do she walk out with him after work?
I just want to say this. I just want to know this. Now, if Boo Boo lived on the same block as Tamika and he was breaking her back off too, and you just found out 2 years, did she move off the block? I'm just asking.
That's different.
She got to move off the block. She already know. Tootie got to leave that job.
We already know she got to leave.
And he's going to start a fake beef with the, what's his name? He's going to start beefing with the boss.
He walking in there talking about he don't like the customer service.
Hold on. You get a girl. She live on this block. You done found out. Three niggas from this neighborhood, all in this little two-block radius, was glazing your bitch. You from a whole nother neighborhood, right? You sit out there, what do they walk down the block? Stay safe. Hey, dick me down. How you been, dick me down? You not like, I'm getting my bitch from around this chain.
I'm going to say this.
Now, I'm asking you a question. Are you not like... bitch, we're moving from all.
Listen, Mr. Me Down knows not to wave at us while he's sitting on his step.
I need a yes or no. Just say yes or no. Is these three dudes that lived on this block, is they named Boo Boo, Black, and Shiz? Yes or no?
No. The fuck are you talking about?
She could live on the block then.
No, it's her nigga's name's Baby Leg. That's what's on the block.
She got to move. Baby Leg! It's BL. She got to look. She got to go. And we got to move in the nighttime. We got to be quiet.
Whole time she walking by. She like, hey, BL. He like, BL. Stephanie. You think that what's the nigga named Butch Lewis?
Baby Lou. What's his name? Brian Lewis.
What's that nigga named Bruce Lattimore?
You like, oh. You like, damn, Baby League. Like, what? BL.
Whole time, you already know she calling a nigga Baby Leg.
Like, hey, no, this is an issue. That's what everybody calling.
So,
so we already know Gil said two is moving.
Two quitting Subway that night. Like, Subway. What? You was fucking the manager? Like,
Subway? You was fucking the Subway manager?
you go make sandwiches somewhere else.
Oh, she got to go.
And that's what I'm saying.
Mine's got to go. She got to go, man.
Fuck that.
That's blazing. Too
much pressure. You put too much pressure on me. Like...
So where does she was working like for exec at Viacom?
First of all, bitch, you're never doing no overtime. That is I don't give a fuck.
She already done it. He already done overtime on that ass.
You think you're going to get paid time and a half? No.
Oh,
fuck
man.
No. You're going to be getting in there getting blazed all at night on the counter on some motherfucking...
All over the cookies in the front part. He got you back there. Oh, no, we was back. She's like, damn, honey, I'm going to be a little late. We got to make some buns later. What, the rose? You know how the words be warm when you come here? Yeah, we know why the rose be warm now.
Because he out there fucking all
he in. He blazed on a rose back there.
But what if she worked for like a high profile company, like big money, you know, some corporate shit?
Microsoft.
Yeah. What about that?
She's the executive vice president.
Because that nigga like his ass is Microsoft.
So what you going to do, Gil? Two got to quit?
Microsoft.
Her buns, her balls all at work like these buns are Microsoft. Oh, God.
I need to make a copy of these. Can I make a copy on your buns? I got some things I want to copy.
So Gil don't give a fuck if it's a law firm, nothing. He says she got to go.
He ain't like, suck this dick, it's Microsoft. Wake this dick up. Bitch, it's Microsoft. Hey, listen, man. Y'all never answered. Toot quitting.
No, she quitting. She got to go. Hey, can we get out about it?
She quitting unless it's like a big, big, big profile.
So if it's Microsoft,
so you saying your woman boss could fuck your woman if she make $300,000.
That's a nigga.
He put V out there. Like, V could get fucked by balls. If she make $400,000, half a million.
It don't matter, V.
How you going to put V out there like that, dog?
It's before me.
No,
he like this. He like this. V, man, if it's Microsoft, your bun's Microsoft, let him make some copies in there. It's cool.
Hey, listen, this my whole stance. Even if my woman stand up for herself and don't quit, she still knows that I'm uncomfortable with her being there.
Because Blaze is there.
Because it's, you know.
BL uncle's there. What if his name BL? He the uncle of Baby Lake.
That's
what
crazy.
If that's Baby Lake uncle?
Uncle BL is crazy.
Oh, no, they call that's Uncle BL. Anybody know it? He's like, Uncle BL. The boy in block, they was BL too. They related. That's his uncle. Both of them Blaze.
Yeah. Or that's BL scary. Senior.
Hey.
Damn,
so we all in agreement.
We all in agreement. Step him. She can stay. She can get blazed.
As long as she making enough money.
No, you making enough money. Go ahead. Let him come in. Let him blaze you. He said you got an apple bottom anyway. So you work at Apple. So cool. You cool. Your bottom is an apple to him.
How you gonna do that to V? That's fucked up. He gonna have to answer to that later on. Who would you be?
Just ready to get deep. Interesting, probably.
The man that finds out that your son isn't your son at 21.
A lot of that going on.
It is.
Yo, I just need to know one question. Well, before we go into this, I'm not even going to ask you. Go ahead.
Okay. So who would you be? The man who finds out his son isn't his son at the age of 21? The man whose son, homie, got your wife pregnant?
Whoa.
Or the man who retires from work, his wife takes all the money and runs the fuck off. So now the nigga's busted and disgusted at 66.
I think all of us probably going to say the son at 21.
No.
How many kids you got?
Speak for your fucking self.
I was going to say this. I agree with him, but it's because we don't got biological kids. That's why we going to say that. We going to say son at 21.
I don't think nobody deserves.
No, because I'm going to keep it all the way real.
My son,
Cheese. Devin. You know, I found out about Devin when he was 8.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I kind of had a little... I was like, I laser tagged his mom. He looks like my daughter.
Laser tag was actually interesting back then.
Yeah, I did. I was like, this little nigga looks just like my daughter. Like, they could be twins. Like,
wow.
And a guy had to find out his son was 8 years old that wasn't his boy.
Like, wow.
You know what I mean? That was a tough pill to swallow.
And he might have had all your mixtapes.
Probably did.
But is it still your kid, though? It's still your son.
It's still your son.
Like that's still, you're not going to say, oh, I'm out of your life, is you? Like I'm just saying, you. Oh, now you're.
I mean,
going,
if you raised him if for you 21 raised him in that, years, is, it,
no. Is he junior you? Is he baby Gil? Junior Gil?
I'm saying, listen, I felt sympathy for him, but at the end
you're going to just leave? You rotten bastard.
But at the end of the day, I was like, he ain't yours. Come on, buddy.
Oh, you older. We talking about the 8-year-old.
We talking about, do you walk out on the 21-year-old now, and he's JJ, he's GGR.
Nah.
Nah. Because at the 21
I was
right. years,
okay, I was
it's like,
I thought you was a right bastard. Like,
first of all, after 21 years, you are my father.
Yep.
After
yeah,
certain amount of years, is like.
Whoa, hold up. Is it cool to say? The time that I got in with Earl, he classified as my stepdad. It's like my pops. Like, I'm just saying. Listen. Let me just say this. Teacher, father, ain't that like quarter sort of the same? So.
No, I never looked at none of my teachers as my fucking father.
And he never blazed your mom. He never even right. blazed.
My
he
mom
never,
liked him, though. That counts.
But your mom.
My mom actually liked Earl. She just said that Earl was into a little
she
different
never
things.
Liked him.
But you know what's funny about you, though? I never wanted no nigga to blaze my mom. Like, I never thought like that. Like, damn, if this nigga would have blazed the shit out my mom.
No, what it is,
wanted Jackie. You wanted a nigga to blaze Jackie? Like, then it's like the houses we live in, you hear everything. So you would have heard Earl in there blazing the shit out of Jack. You would have been cool with that? Wait, did you ever hear anybody blazing your mom?
Yeah.
You did. I heard my stepdad.
I didn't like it though, because I didn't like the dude. The first time when I came in the crib one time, I went in the shower, I went in a bathroom, and I saw a wet wave cap drying. I was pissed. I hated him.
How did you feel when you heard your mom getting blazed?
Oh man, I felt bad.
I wanted to bust in the door, but I was because old you know you're like know what was
he's hurting
on.
Mommy.
No, I didn't know. He
was. Mommy's getting hurt. You know you be little. You're like wow.
No, I was. I actually was old enough to know what was going the fuck on. So I'm like,
what the hell. Your mom, listen, that could be traumatizing to some people to hear your mom getting blazed.
I know, and then I think about it. When I was, like, out here, like, young and active, you know how many niggas heard me blazing their mom?
Right.
Like, you know how many niggas, how many youngins' cribs I walked in and walked right past? You know how many youngins to this day, like, damn, I remember when Gilly walked in my crib, I was 7, and that nigga rubbed my head and then went in the room and blazed the shit out my mom.
I'm going
to
tell you an interesting story. My brother...
Like, you know how many... mantle pieces my dick is on in Philadelphia. Like,
I'm gonna say this though. I got something interesting.
I just want to say this to all the youngins out there.
He's lying.
If your mother's around my age, it's a chance I blazed her.
He's a liar.
I would just say this. If your mother or your aunt or anybody that you know, because I'm gonna keep it all the way real. When I first got hot. Oh my goodness. Like, it's a process of when you get, when you first get hot, you get some money, you fuck the money up. You, all you thinking about is blazing all day. I'm talking about, goddamn, when you first get that look and the bitches just know you all the, you blaze it. So if you, if your mama's around my age, to all the youngins, it's like, it's really like a 75% chance that my dick is on your mantelpiece at your mama's house.
I'm going to be straight up with you. I got to tell y'all a story. I'm going to share something, which is real simple. But my little brother thought I was a legend. You know why? Oh, so if you blaze him, so you should live in Portland?
No, shut the fuck up.
So you blaze him. You know? But so my little brother thought I was a legend. When I peeped that he thought I was a legend, oh, I turned it up. One day I was in the crib, right? So I was playing handball, right? I was playing a little handball. I mean, a sheet shaker, right? I was shaking the dice. And just so happened, I had the sound. He heard the sound effects of the movie. Oh, my God. He thought. So when I came out, he was like, you got somebody back there? I'm like, yeah, yeah. I didn't. Once I peeped that, I made sure, you know, I kept, you know, like, you know, he thought I was a hell of a guy, man. He thought I had all
the
these chicks in the back room.
Lying,
yeah, this nigga got a crazy fraudulent past.
He thought I had chicks in the back room.
Yo,
I was back there shaking the dice. He thought I had, but he heard the
movie.
Dev,
you ever heard your mom getting blazed?
Nah.
Never?
Yeah, lucky me, man.
You grew up in the suburbs, huh?
No, absolutely not.
Man, that happened in the suburbs. It happened everywhere.
It happened everywhere.
But when the rooms is bigger, when you grow up in that North Philly, your fucking bedroom this big, then there's another bedroom.
Wait.
The wall sheet thin.
Wait, I never even had a room. One bedroom apartment, Stockton Station.
Damn.
Stockton Station, Camden, New Jersey, Westfield Avenue.
But listen, let me explain something to you.
And you never heard your mom getting blazed?
No.
Your mom and your dad grew up together? I mean, your mom and your dad was together?
No.
You had a stepdad?
You know, I had like a person that was kind of there, but he be in jail, come home.
But that was your step-op?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of.
See, he embraced his step-op. Do you know how it would have been? A
step-op ain't put no work in, huh?
I wasn't. It was
coming up short.
He
live in a big one bedroom. Never heard a step-op put the work.
Now, but hold on. But we so far over who would you be? We ain't answer none of this shit.
We won't answer who would you be, but I would have said this,
fucking
though.
Step-op ain't put no work.
Do you know what level I'd have been on?
It's your step-op day.
To be standing at the bottom of the step.
I wouldn't even give him a shot. I'd murder him if I could see him right now.
Say no more. Oh, leave that alone.
Yeah, so it's like a whole different type of
thing. Do you know where I would have been at?
Yeah, motherfucker just won viral. I kill that nigga right now.
That's Double D, Dangerous Dev. But listen, let me explain something to you, right? Let me explain something to you.
That's Triple D, Dirty listen, Dangerous.
Do you know how I would have been? To be standing at the bottom of the steps every morning with my gi on, waiting for Earl to come out.
After Earl blazed your mom.
I'm just saying, man, like, y'all don't give Earl the props that he need. He supposed to have legendary props. He's a legend. Rest in peace, Earl.
I'm going to be the one who, because at the end of the day, I'm not working for 40 years, 50 fucking years, and then a bitch run off with my money because then I'm going to jail. I'm going to hunt the bitch down.
Hell no.
And I'm damn sure ain't going to be the nigga that find out my boy.
What?
Ain't my boy.
He picking
at 21. I'm going to jail too. So I'm gonna kill a bitch.
Hold on. So you going with the?
I'm going with the son. Get friend. Your motherfucking.
Friend. So check this out. You know when your son got a homie, he be like at the crib
I'm
playing.
I'm going with my son. Listen, getting my son homie look, getting tootie pregnant.
He been in the crib playing PlayStation. He been eating out the gilly cabinet. He been eating out the gilly cabinet. You know what I'm saying? The nigga been drinking his juice, and then you find out.
Well, you could go with the safe one.
What's the safe one?
21.
No.
That's safe. I'm going with 21.
Could you imagine?
My kid's 21. I found out it's still my kid. It's still your kid, Gil.
No,
it's still your kid.
But still.
So you would rather like.
Hey, but let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something. Even though it's still your kid, when you find out, you think that's not a fucking blow to the heart.
It is. It is. That got to be.
But you already. Like,
but you know how blow to the heart that this kid that you kind of raised, like you was taking them niggas to ball games and
all
shit.
Stuff. Yeah,
you put them in the
McDonald's.
Studio together, let them get. That's like when I think of like Gil's son, I know some of his homies. I couldn't imagine like D Mills 1100.
Do you find it on tape? Dev, is it on tape? Do you find out like on the video?
It don't matter how you find out.
No, it do.
She pregnant.
Oh, you're pregnant.
So, what are you talking about?
Yo, pregnant is crazy, bro. Damn. It's like me.
So, but listen, he could go with 21. He gonna go with that. He's crazy.
No, because at the end of the day, I would rather
your son's brother is now his boy's kid.
That's cool.
Damn,
that's cool. Because at the end of the day, that's not a knock on me. That's a knock on her. Mom, you're a fucking whore. That's how the kid's gonna be. You fuck my friend. Oh, they, I'm out. I'm going with dad. You's a fucking whore. You fuck my friend. Got pregnant by my homie. You about to have a kid by my fucking homie. So that ain't no knock on me. That ain't that. When you find out, damn, my whole son dropped out another nigga's dick. That's a hell of a blow. Okay. Okay.
It is. That's crazy.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. You know, because you and your woman put out there the process that y'all going through to get pregnant. What is it called again?
IVF.
IVF. So, April gets pregnant. 21 years from now, you found out the doctor dropped the wrong cum in April. He ain't pick up Wallace, he pick up Walters.
That's happened too.
Think about that. The nigga, he's supposed to inject your fucking sperm. He out late night partying.
I felt the cup up.
But hold on. He out on a late night party and then fucked up, picked up the wrong nigga's cup. It's Walter.
Yo, that's really happened.
Now the whole time, little nigga come out dark skin with peasy hair. You like, this nigga don't look nothing.
Yeah, because I got curly hair.
But hold on. You like, this nigga don't look nothing like me, but you like, I know he mine. This is
Nanny a little darker than me. Might be coming from me.
They drop my, you know what I mean? Now you're like, you know, maybe April do got PZ at dark skin niggas in our family, so maybe it's just,
yeah.
Maybe it came from there, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Now you don't ever doubt it because you're like, I know it's mine.
I'm rocking out no matter what. That's mine.
But the question of whether you rocking out or not.
But
you're going to be devastated.
It's not a point.
I'm not saying you're not going to be devastated. You're going to be devastated.
It's motherfuckers that find out after 6 months and still rock out. Oh, the kid ain't yours. But I'm still, I'm attached. I'm so attached for 6 months. I can't leave. So it ain't a question of you rocking out. Your fucking heart is going to rock the fuck out.
Yeah, for a fact. Especially if that's your only kid, you might have to ask April for like a pass. Like, can I knock something up? Because I need to knock something out. You know what I'm saying? I'm still shooting.
It's not our fault.
Fuck. Songs come on the radio, he mad. The boy ain't mine. Need to give it up. He all in front of you. He mad at Walter.
Why?
He mad at Walter. He don't even know him. Walter's a nigga that just went in the room and jerked off in the cup. Now this is a question.
Go ahead.
Now, they gave April Walter's nut, and they gave his woman Wallace's nut. Do you want to switch kids when you find out at 20?
No, she carried it. No, it's cool. It's cool. She carried it. No.
But you like, that's my baby over there.
That's my son, too.
Or do y'all just all come together and be one happy family?
Niggas like, going to be like, yo, we got switch wives. Like, which yours look like?
That never happened.
Which yours look like?
But listen, what I'm saying is...
That'd be deep.
But I'm saying,
your baby's over there.
But what I'm saying is, you find out that that's really your child, but it's by his wife. He find out that's really his child, but it's by your wife. Where do y'all just become one happy family?
Yeah,
just fucking, let's just come together.
Y'all just going to live in a duplex.
No, that's not gonna happen. My baby is my baby right here.
Okay, so you gonna leave your biological child just out there? Fuck him.
No. Don't do it like that.
Fuck him.
I don't know that little nigga. I never met him.
I dropped him in a cup anyway. It ain't like like you gonna just leave your boy.
I really didn't care about it.
Hey, did you see him? He looked just like you, yo. So he like this. Nigga, he just running up doing videos.
If he doing videos, I'm like, oh man. It's gonna
like,
be deep.
He all on his Instagram. He like 15. He's 21 all on his Instagram. Like, I love porn. You like, that's my bucket.
That's my son. He just like me.
You ain't going back to
Getty.
No,
he's done. I'm not going back.
Wild little type of nigga. He'll be the type of nigga. He'll be like, it is what it is, babe. You know, But he'll be sitting outside his college and shit, looking at him, walk to his car and shit.
Never say him on the low.
Never say nothing. He, like, he all in the club looking at young boy dance and shit with his own.
Yeah, he follow all his social media pages.
That's junior me. Never say nothing shit.
Just follow me. Yeah, he's my son.
So who would you be? I already know who I'm
gonna
be.
I already know I'm gonna be. Over 21.
Yeah, find out at 21.
Yep.
That your child ain't yours?
Yeah, man.
So you niggas. Wait, hold on. So you niggas are rather, you niggas are some nut ass niggas. Just for the record, you niggas are rather find out that your child ain't yours, then your woman gets some pussy up. You niggas is crazy, man. I'm just saying. Think about that. That's some crazy.
It's deeper than that, niggas is
some pussy whip niggas, man. Like, you niggas is the ultimate pussy whip niggas, man. You niggas just said, I would rather find out my child ain't mine.
Let me explain something
to you. Before nigga Blaze April.
Let me explain something to you.
Before nigga Blaze V.
Let me explain something to you, though.
It's just a blazing. You ready? That's all it is. All it is
you ready for
your
this?
Woman getting fucked.
Let me explain
That's
something
all
to you.
It is.
Let me explain something
you
to you.
You would rather find out your child is not your fucking child before a nigga sticks a pistol.
It's
in
not
your
that
woman.
It's just a nigga. It's that it's your little son. It's no, your son.
I don't give
it's
a fuck. Your, it's he's like still a grown ass man.
Let me explain.
He's still
to
a grown ass man. He's 21.
Let me explain something to you.
So it would make you feel better if the nigga was.
If it was just a random nigga.
If he was 40, it would make you feel better.
Yeah, because he wasn't.
If he was 40, if he was 40, you ain't know him.
I wasn't cooking food for this nigga and taking him to baseball games and shit with my son.
Let me just explain this to you.
First of all, most niggas don't do that with their son and their kids, unless you soccer dad. Or so I was never taking none of my sons.
You take him to the studio together.
You took him to a basketball game or something, a boxing match.
You take him to the studio together. Studio Gil.
At the end of the day.
Oh, that's Studio Pop.
You niggas is some nut ass.
It's kind of like you the grandpa.
You niggas would rather your woman get bleached.
You kind of the grandpa.
You niggas would rather find out your child ain't yours before a nigga bleeds your woman.
Let me explain something to you.
That is, y'all got your motherfucking woman's vagina on fuck. What's that? What's the cop shit called when you snitch and then you come home and.
I don't know what that means.
Protective custody program. Y'all got your motherfucking woman's vagina in the fucking protective custody program. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Listen,
you
know
man. What it is? You
know what it is? Oh, he got the drawers on again.
A new pair. Look at this
shit. Show the camera the drawers.
You know please. Can you stand up and show the camera the drawers?
Report
look
them
at
drawers
this.
To the camera. Like, a new pair.
A nut ass nigga. Right. He got the black, the red, the blue, the white,
listen,
the green.
The pussy don't whip me. I whip the pussy.
No, it don't. Because you would rather... Yo, you find out your fucking child ain't your child at 20 fucking one before nigga Blaze April. Nigga, you pussy whip.
He talking about a Blaze. It's a pregnancy and anything.
It don't
it's
matter.
A pregnancy by a kid that you helped. Like, you was involved with this kid. He grew up with your son.
He called
and
you,
shit.
You like a, you like a, you know,
you like
dad
the grandpa. You like, yeah, you like grandpa too.
Yeah, but go ahead.
So, y'all.
You say what you said. We said.
Yeah,
using
yeah.
That.
All right,
what
niggas
is using that.
Let's go to $1 million worth of game, man. Y'all niggas is. I can't even believe this.
$1 million worth of game.
This question is for $1 million worth of game. Hey, with all the shootings and killings that's going on in Philly, have you guys ever seen and experienced with your own eyes someone getting shot or killed right in front of you? If so, did that change your mentality? Did that change you mentally? Just witnessed my brother and cousin get shot in the head twice. I need some game. Wow, that's a deep joint.
That's deep, man.
Well.
Sorry for your loss, too, brother.
First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Alan Bunch. August 22nd, 1996. Was home from college. Junior year, I believe. And used to commit armed robberies during the summer. Me, Wallow, Al.
Don't say nobody else's name.
Bucky.
Yo, what you saying people names for?
Man, we used to, it was 20 plus years ago, man. We live in our truths, man. We changed, man. You know what I mean? We used to commit robberies. And during a robbery, one of my best friends, Alan Bunch, was shot. And it's fucked up, man, when you You know, I had to drive him to the hospital. He shot. He in the back seat. You know, he bleeding. You know, I'm trying to talk to him, trying to keep him calm, trying to, you know what I mean, just trying to save his life. And as you can see, it definitely did something to me, because I remember the exact day. I remember the exact time. I remember dropping him off at the hospital, running into the hospital, getting locked up, going from there, from the district down to homicide, being at homicide for 17 hours. So, and that was just one of many people that I've seen shot and murdered in my lifetime. You know what I mean? I've been shot a few times, you know what I'm saying? An arm right here and my foot, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely do something to you. But then after you see it so many times and you see and know so many people that get shot and don't die and they survive, it becomes some normal shit to you where I'm from. Like, it's sad to say, but now you get calls and you like, such and such got shot. And you like, he die? No, he good. And it's just like, oh, all right, cool. All right, nigga, I hit you back. The game about to come on. And that's really a person pulling out a gun and aiming it at another human being and trying to take you off of planet Earth. But that shit's so normal.
And it's sad.
That shit's so normal.
We normalize death. We normalize black hate. Like, that black hate is the most dangerous thing in our community. The black hate is on a whole nother level, whereas though we killing each other like crazy. You know what I mean? And it's like, it come to a point whereas though we hate each other. We look like each other. We are each other. We hate each other so much. We killing each other. Like, if you go, everybody you know, do you know anybody that was killed by anybody outside of a black race?
Oh, outside of?
Outside of the black
race?
I
mean, in Puerto Ricans, obviously. Black.
But I'm talking about that same. Yeah, same thing. But I'm talking about, do you know anybody? I don't know nobody that wasn't killed by a black man. Everybody that we know, the dozens of homies that we had, we was killed by black people. But we kill each other. So it's like, it's just sad that shit, he said something that's deep. And it's, we suffering from trauma, but we don't dig it because we normalize. Like, it's just normal. Like, I know, I met a girl. She actually, you know, work in Philadelphia. She from San Diego. She said, I never knew nobody that got killed. I said, what? And she said, you saying that like knowing somebody getting killed is normal. No, I'm just saying it because I'm shocked. I didn't even dig. She said, yeah, that's like you just going through trauma. You don't even dig it. I'm like, damn, that's deep.
Yeah, we just started learning words like trauma. Like, I probably saw the first person get shot like when I was like 7. And then you grow up seeing people laid out and shit like that to the point where I remember we used to go to the club in Philly, be outside of them joints like the Palmers and all of that.
And it'd be a nigga laid out there dead.
Laid out, right? Laid out dead. We stepping past him and talking to girls. And everybody out there is talking to girls, showing off their car.
Man.
The ambulance is there putting the sheet on him, putting it over. And the girls ain't moving. We ain't moving. When I look back then, it was just like, oh, yo, I'm trying to go to the diner. I'm trying to holler at something and go to the diner. And then you look back as a grown man and be like,
damn,
what the fuck was on our minds?
That's why I try to explain to the youth that the most important times of your life is that 16 to 25. Because as, like you said, as youth, we felt invincible. We felt like, I don't know what, but just in the statement you gave alone, you felt invincible. Yeah. It's a nigga dead right here, and this nigga just lost his life. And I'm trying to get some pussy tonight. I don't know that nigga. Hurry up and get this nigga the fuck up off the ground. Put him in an ambulance, man, so we can get back to trying to get to these bitches, man. Y'all fucking it up out here. That shit's sad.
Yeah.
And a lot of youngers don't understand that the most important times of your life is that 16 to 25, because that's when you feel the most invincible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then when motherfuckers get to about 25, 26, that's normally when the kids start coming around. And then you start looking at life, you start respecting life from a grown man's standpoint. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I know for me, it took me to about that before it was like, what the fuck am I doing out here? Like,
Yeah, why am I here right
like,
now?
Well, like, mm-hmm. like I done lost so many niggas to the penitentiary, to the graveyard. God got me here for a reason. Let me act like it. You feel what I'm saying? So it definitely do something to you mentally. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta understand that to be strong and to just keep pushing forward, man. Because you can never get stagnated in life. That's the one thing you can't do, no matter what. Once you get stagnant, it's like that fucks everything up. You know what I'm saying? You start watching life pass you by like a fucking Honda on the expressway. So for me, I just pray that shit gonna get better. You know what I mean? One thing about me, even when I was out here and I was one of the craziest niggas, I always stay prayed up. I always had a relationship with God.
Yes, that's important.
I don't give a fuck how tough he is. How you ain't got no relationship with God. You lost. Because let's just be for real. Wallow could be super duper crazy. Do whatever. You cannot be none of that. But if he got a relationship with God and you don't, you fucking crazier than he is. Because if he died a day tomorrow, he still got an opportunity to make it to Jenna. He still got an opportunity to make it to heaven. You don't. And at the end of the day, that's what we live for.
Yeah.
So when we die,
yeah,
we get let into the gates of heaven and not the motherfucking walks of hell.
Yeah.
Come on down here, nigga, and burn forever.
And so, you see how Gil just shared that story? Like, sharing them stories help people. You know, like the last 3 years, we do something called New Souls, Inc., and we go to schools, we talk to kids. It's based off of providing, like, footwear for children that are at risk or underprivileged. But when we share those experiences,
What's the website?
Is New Souls, spelled like sneaker souls, soulsinc.com. But what we do is, when we talking to these kids are in the classroom, they going through real shit. It's not that kids just don't want to pay attention in school. It's like, my brother just got killed.
Yeah.
Like, they be dealing with that shit at 12 years old.
How I'm going to eat tonight.
Exactly, because Big Bro was the one that was bringing meals in the house and shit like that. So now they taking his position and trying to hustle and shit like that. They coming to school tired. They hungry. There's a lot of that going on. So if you could go places and share your experience, help other people out, give back to the community, it could kind of help
people. Just did in Milwaukee. We just came from Milwaukee from talking to the kids. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the dude. That was a really, really good $1 million worth of game question.
Yes,
and he wrote that for the $1 million worth of game segment. So in the future, if you guys got some questions that y'all want to ask on the $1 million worth of game, want us to answer on $1 million worth of game, DM me. But on another note, fuck that sad shit, right? Mm-hmm. This nut ass nigga, I get a call.
Oh, here comes some bullshit.
From niggas that was locked up with him.
He about to lie on you.
Nigga ready lie on me.
He about to lie on you.
He ready lie on me.
Okay, hold on.
He ready lie on me.
Okay, hold on.
He ready lie on me.
Wait, so.
He ready lie on me.
You know Big Hoss?
Yeah, that was my celly. Oh, hey, that was my celly.
Big Hoss was your celly?
Yeah.
Word on the streets is Big Hoss used to make oodles and noodles and season your noodles.
Nigga ain't never seen it. He lying. He ain't never seasoned my fucking.
Okay,
Come on, you lying.
Hold on,
you made some shit up.
Nigga,
you probably talked to him. You made some shit up.
Listen,
you making shit up.
Nigga,
you making shit up. You probably talked to him. That was my celly. But you making some shit up. You making some shit up. He ain't never seasoned my noodles.
What's the big deal about that?
No. You don't let no man season your noodles. He's fucking lying on me now. Now he's lying. That was my celly, but he's lying.
Can you make some oodles and noodles? I make him oodles and noodles. He come get it. He like, cuz, you put seasoning in my noodles.
No. I stopped you. You was putting you don't season no man noodles.
Hold on, by season you mean the actual pack that comes.
Yeah, you don't put no pack in nobody noodles. Like that ain't cool.
You told him to make oodles. You asked him.
No, I told him to heat the noodles up.
No, he said make me some oodles and noodles. That's what you said.
No, you heat the noodles up. You don't put no season on them.
What's the difference if he dumped the season?
How you gonna let a man season your noodles, man? What is y'all don't get that?
Okay, hold. So let me ask you a question. So
go back to the hot shit because you lying.
Okay, hold on. So Haas didn't make oodles and noodles when y'all was in a cell.
He made we make food like
he make oodles and noodles.
Hold on, you're not keeping it real.
You're not keeping it 100. Did Haas make oodles and noodles when y'all was in a cell?
Can I say this?
Let me just say this.
Let me say this. He may have a chi chi, but he didn't make no raw oodles and noodles and season no noodles for me.
Okay, hold on. So when he made the chi chi,
yeah,
he put all different types of seasoning in different things in the chi chi.
Because you got to make the chi chi.
But hold on.
Hold on.
I'm asking you a question. So he did all that.
He ate from the chi chi
that he made, right?
Yeah.
So he seasons your noodles, nigga. That's like letting a nigga toss your salad.
No, he didn't.
He seasons your noodles.
What type of wild shit is...
Hold on. Dumping seasoning in there is equal to getting your butt licked by a man?
What the fuck is that?
That's crazy leap.
Yo, hold on.
Nigga seasoning your noodles.
No, he did not season my noodles. Listen.
That's equivalent to tossing your salad.
Listen, he put seasoning inside the chi-chi. That's not seasoning no noodles, man.
Listen, hold on.
Who made up the rule about the seasoning noodles? Can you give us some
history?
I'm telling him you can't. Is that nobody season?
He went off at my crib. Damn, dog. You season my fucking noodles. No, you don't ever season my noodles. I'm like,
listen,
dog,
no, because that was some dumb shit.
Is it because of how it sounds like seasoning noodles sound like bake your buns or something like that?
No, listen, he seasoned the noodles, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Because you don't do that. That's just something like, all right, for instance, it's just certain stuff you just don't do. You don't put no seasoning on my noodles.
He gonna say, you put seasoning on my oodles and noodles, that's like putting lotion on a nigga back.
No, it's not. EA said that.
EA said, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
See, EA was in jail, so he understood that shit.
So what if you eat ramen like at a restaurant? You want to go back to the kitchen and season?
No, usually be a woman back there making the stuff.
That's a lie. But that's soup. So basically,
that's different.
So you're saying you let Asian niggas season your noodles?
That's right.
No.
You got a thing for letting Asian niggas season your noodles.
No. That's not the case.
Because of the arts.
The case, listen, now that's different, martial arts. But listen, the case is this. This is what I'm saying. When you go to a restaurant, they making soup. That's soup. That's not oodles and noodles. That's soup. Like, you know what I mean? It's totally different. It's just totally different. And EA said put lotion on your back.
Did Big Haas season your noodles?
No. He seasoned the chi-chi. It wasn't my noodles.
And you ate from the chi-chi that he seasoned.
What noodles in it?
Hold on.
Come on, man.
That's a technical violation.
Hold on. So you ate the seasoned chi-chi that Big Haas made. He put lotion on your back.
No, see now he's slandering this man. Now he just trying to, no. EA said that. That's like somebody put lotion on the back. He ain't been to jail before. You know what I mean? This the whole twist.
Shout out to Big Haas, man.
No, shout out to EA for checking him. I mean, putting you know what I mean? Because Gil put lotion on somebody's back. He let somebody put lotion on his back. No, you.
Fuck is you talking about?
Well, they say Pop put lotion on your back one time at the basketball game. Okay. You jumped out the shower. They say Pop Track put lotion on your back.
Yo,
I'm just saying. That's
Pop was like, I got you, baby.
Pop was like, I got you, baby.
Okay, hold on. He's like, I got you, baby. Hold on, right? So if you go to my Instagram about a year ago, we had an event. We get there. We got to book our own room. They only got one room. We like, do we got a double bed? They like, yeah. All right, get the room. We get the room. We in the room. This nigga opens up his suitcase. He pull out a whole jerk-off kit.
Who?
This nigga got baby oil, Vaseline.
He lying. He
lotion.
Lying. He's lying.
Bro, who the fuck travels with baby
oil? He's lying.
Vaseline.
No. Only thing I had was baby
oil. And lotion.
I had baby oil.
And you had lotion.
I had baby.
You had a small Vaseline joint.
No,
he's lying. What the fuck you doing with Vaseline, guys?
Listen.
Who the fuck carries Vaseline in 20?
He's lying. I got a little toiletry joint. You know what I mean? Shaving kit.
He had a whole jerk off kit.
He's lying.
But listen,
lying.
He get there, open his bag, and lay his whole jerk off kit like out like
he lied.
Like,
he's lying.
Kit.
He's lying on me.
Baby powder.
But I got baby. How do you use baby? This is how you know you're lying.
I'm saying what you had in the bag.
I didn't have no baby powder.
You had lotion.
I didn't have no baby powder.
Baby oil.
Why would I have baby
Vaseline,
powder?
Vaseline and baby because you one of them old school niggas that drop baby powder in his drawers.
He lied.
He put baby powder on his chest.
Hey, he one of them old school niggas. He can get a shower, drop baby powder on his shoulders. Like, yo, what the fuck do you got baby powder?
Yo, this is terrible. This dude, I know a dude named Joe Cross. I'm putting you out there, dog. Back in the day, he knew he was about to get his dick sucked, and he had time to wash up. The nigga couldn't find no powder. The nigga put Carpet Fresh down his motherfucking pants and burped the shit out of his
Carpet Fresh. You're coming to say you put a carpet.
Joe Cross.
He's a nut ass nigga.
Joe Cross. Straight up, yo.
What? Carpet Fresh.
Oh, God.
Okay, hold on. So now we talking about Carpet Fresh. Let me ask you a question.
He lying on me.
Let me ask you a question.
He lying.
How do you like your woman? Bald Eagle or Carpet Fresh?
Bald Eagle.
Body.
Not the old head that you was fucking with.
Oh, the old head, the Dr. J. Greybush. She had that Dr. J. Greybush.
No, sometimes LS ain't bad either.
Because I'm keeping all Landon Strip?
Landon Strip.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying, some guys like the big Wild Bush,
Wolf.
Though.
The Wild Wolf. They call it the WW. The Wild Wolf. She had that wolf pussy. You be like, wow. It was like, he's like, man, she had that wolf pussy. It was off the
I'm
going
to keep it all the way real. I never liked the Dr. J. Bush.
Yo, I just seen Dr. J. when I was in Atlanta, too. I was starstruck. I'm like, yo, shit, that's Doc. I'm like, because I never seen Doc.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, shit, that's Doc.
Have y'all ever in y'all life ate some vagina with a Dr. J. Bush on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I can't even front.
Yeah, but I mean, did you, that was like, when you think about
it. No, see, the Bush was the illusion, because it made it like, damn, oh, Lucia. You know, especially back in the day, they had a tights on you. Oh, that thing's fat. She got a fat one. She got a fatty on her. You know what I mean? It was an illusion. They'd be all puffy in the. I mean,
kind of fro did this joint have, my nigga? Where it was?
No, they used to have bushes. They used to cut it. It used to be all bushed out.
All our moms had bushes.
I mean, but that's another story.
That wasn't even back then. That yeah, wasn't even
no such thing. Yeah. No such thing. It's crazy.
They had wild bushes.
That's what they used to call it back in the day, like snappy nappy dugouts and shit.
Let me just say, our dads was weak. They had to stick their old fucking face in the goddamn. That was face planted in the grass.
Goddamn it.
Like, what you think about
Grass Man? Hey, they call me Grass Man.
But them niggas used to have a Carl Weathers mustache.
I mowed the lawn.
All our dads was one with the earth.
They was definitely one with the earth.
That's some, because if you a certain age, your mama ain't had no that clean joint. She didn't have that. She had that poof. Soon as she take them panties off, that motherfucker pop out.
She had whammy jammer.
She had that.
What you talking about there, girl?
She had that Dr. J. ABA bush. She had the ABA bush.
The ABA joint. The Converse joint. Stars on the side.
God, let me just tell you something. If you are 21 and to the 30 range, and you have a Dr. J. Bush, you're a loser.
A boyfriend might like that WW.
No, first of all, get you some Walls clippers and trim that shit down. You hear me? You ain't got to take it all off, but you ain't got to get waxed, but you definitely got to. Yes. You got to mow that lawn, man. Yeah. You cannot. It's 2019. At women, you cannot take them panties off and that shit go poof.
Yeah. Fucking it's Apollo Creed,
like,
down there.
Like, you got a motherfucking, you got the hair like it's in a straitjacket. It's just confined. And then when you take the straitjacket off, that shit just go crazy. No, crazy. You cannot do that in 2019, ladies. That's $1 million worth of game. If you have a Dr. J. Bush in your panties and you're a young girl, and I say 21 and older because that's when you're supposed to really start learning how to take care of yourself. So up until 21, you can slip. But 21 and older, mow that lawn.
Mow it.
You hear me?
The lawnmower.
Mow the lawn.
Woof, 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 woof.
Okay, we're going to go into Stories from the Cell.
This is Stories from the Cell. This is sponsored by... Have you had any good hair, lady?
Everything's evil, clan.
Have you had any good hair lately? No, but we're going to do that hookup. I'm doing the research now.
So no. Dude, DM me.
Did he DM you?
Yep, he DM me. You
ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to be back in the day?
I'm ready. What you getting done, though? You getting? I'm just getting a Caesar with the waves in it.
Y'all should just surprise the people, man.
I want the joint like Nas got. The Nas joint with the butt naked on the side.
With the bevel blade.
Nigga, that's a Boosie fade.
oh, that's a boozy face. Oh, all right, I'm gonna get one of them joints. Cause it's easy to have my joint faded on the side because it's already naked. Have it naked on the side, a little bit on top. Yeah. He gonna be like, how you want your joint? Yeah, naked on the side, a little bit on top. Yeah, I want the half and half. They gonna be like, half and half. Yeah, half naked, half clothes on. Put some clothes on the top, leave it at the bottom. No pants on it. They gonna be like, damn, no pants. Yeah, no, don't put
like
no pants
Karate
on.
Earl with the gi top and none on the bottom.
Yo, come on with that, man.
Karate Earl used to tell him to come to the park half and half.
But listen.
Nothing on your feet, nothing on your chest.
But if you're looking for that glorious and luxurious.
Real ninjas, battle on the raw.
That glorious and luxurious hair, you want your soul to glow? EverythingDivaGlam.com. Now, stories from the cell is a little different this time because I'm in jail, right? So I'm in jail. I'm all skinny cat, right? So I used to be in a yard, right, talking shit to all the weightlifting guys that I knew that was my homies because they'd just be walking around with no neck for no reason. Like, it was a dude. I knew you in the streets. You had a neck. Now you ain't got no neck. You just big for nothing. I'm walking around like this. Excuse me. Banging anything. Everything. You know, the cell small. They banging anything. So I was wondering. I'm like, damn, you know, everybody getting big in jail. So, a little lady friend of mine, she was writing me. She's like, I know you getting big up there. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm getting big. I'm lying to her on the letter. I'm like, yeah, I be working out every day. So I took my hand at it. And one of the things that I didn't know in jail, anybody that's in jail can co-sign this. And you can do this on the street. If you're working out and you want to get some bulk on you, you want to get husky, two things that'll change your life. You know, they go to GNC, all this stuff. I don't know nothing about GNC. I'm not knocking them or none of that. I don't even know why I gave them that plug, but I don't know nothing about it. I know people, I take this, I do this, people on roids.
I take the supplements.
I'm going to tell you about jailhouse steroids, peanut butter and oatmeal. That's all you need. Peanut butter and oatmeal will take you to levels you've never seen before in your life.
What? It's
peanut butter and oatmeal. You take what? Peanut butter and oatmeal. You take peanut butter and oatmeal, right? You take the peanut butter, throw a couple scoops of it in your oatmeal, 3-4 packs of oatmeal after a vicious workout, and that's what dudes do. Dudes eat that all day. Some dudes do 2-a-days in jail. They just be pumping up. They go in the morning yard, pump, 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 pump. They either go to the night yard or they go to the night gym and pump up again, or they go to the afternoon yard and the night gym and just pump up, go in the cell, rest, come back in, pump, 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 beat up. And the peanut butter and oatmeal is like a steroid that you never could believe of. It had you so big, man. It's crazy. Because you do the peanut butter and oatmeal, and you also slay the trees. And you be big as shit. But the peanut butter and oatmeal, I know dudes that lived off.
Dog, it, y'all was in there getting big off them fucking oodles and noodles and all that fucking sodium, man.
No, you can't get
had nothing to do with no fucking
peanut butter and oatmeal.
I know people that still do that peanut butter like
thank you.
Like
thank you, Dev.
My partner Chuck and they be doing that because they was in jail for
10
years.
Is he husky for nothing?
Big as hell.
He husky for no reason. So anybody out there that's trying to get husky for no reason and don't want to take all these other supplements, peanut butter and oatmeal. They used to take like 2-3 packs of oatmeal, 2 scoops of peanut butter, whip him up. Boom, 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 pump up, all that stuff. Water. Dudes, you just get pumped up off of that.
They said you used to eat peanut butter, they'll go to your cell, jerk off.
Why would I? That don't make no sense.
So you used to get pumped up. Pump me up.
That don't make no sense.
One big arm.
But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised in jail, like the stuff, like, listen.
They said he was the
arm wrestling champ.
They said you was the greatest first state prison arm wrestling champ.
He's lying. Listen,
all you do is eat, throw peanut butter and oatmeal and pump me up. But people go to the yard for three. You used to send your celly to the yard for morning shift.
No, not all the time. I spend it once in a while, just so I could pump up sometime. They'd be like, yeah, work out. They'd be like, you come in the yard to work out? No, I'm ready to work these magazines out. I get with y'all later, losers. Big L, the L, what that mean? Wow, losers. I got a party. Hot date.
Hold on, so they losers because they about to go to the yard and get some recreational time.
My Sally Hodge used to do that shit. He used to be like, I'll be in the cell. I'll be like, yeah, man, it's going to be nice in the yard later. He'd be like, yeah, I'm going out to work out. I'll be like, yes, because I'm on the bottom. I'm like, yes, yes, he going out on a party, yes.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. Did a nigga ever tell you, did Hodge ever tell you going to the yard and then came right back like it's hot shit out there?
No, that'd be the worst. When somebody go out and come to the gate, because listen, as soon as they leave, close the joint, you queuing up, you throwing the sheet on the joint, you like, yeah, I'm ready to party. You know me, laying your equipment out, you got your best shots in the magazine. Hold so you're laying them out.
You just, I know what Gilly going to say.
What?
You or like a serial killer. You lay out, you got a routine. You lay out your equipment. The same way you did when y'all was in that hotel. What did I say? Yo, you just told on yourself.
No, what did I say? I said the
I'm
nigga got
the
there. I said he opened his shit up. He lay all his shit out like... Y'all. Like, the nigga had all the shit lined up. Vaseline, lotion, baby oil, baby powder.
Like a dentist office, just lay all his tools out.
I'm talking about laying the magazines out. You lay your pictures out so you get ready. You got to prep him up. And then you be ready to prep him, be ready to cream up. You hear, yo, Sally, I ain't going. You be like, it's not a snacker. It's not a snacker. Like, there, you put your stuff
in. So, hold on. So, you mad you couldn't trigger?
Yeah, you be mad. Another ass cell. Every move. Get a new cellmate. That's how dudes be. Nigga always in the cell. That's how boys be. They be mad as shit, man. Pissed. I'm telling my boys
so,
be pissed.
So, you're confessing right now that you was mad at Big Oz for not standing in the yard?
Yeah, a couple times he did that. He doubled back on me. It's too hot out there. I'm chilling. Why are you chilling? Why you? Won't you go out? You work out. You big as shit. Go outside and lift some weights, man. Go ahead for no reason. Go lift some weights. He'd be like, no, I'm staying in. I'm like, damn, snot ass nigga. I mean, be mad. And then you just have a two for the. You'd be mad in the air, man. Play your joint. I ain't trying. He'd be wanting to talk to you, but yeah, I'll holler at you later. I'm watching something.
You be real mad because you was mentally ready. Now you was mentally ready.
You had the date in mind, what she had on. She ain't got nothing on in the magazine, but you prepping like
so
yo,
it's kind of like when a joint cancel on you and you was on your way to the crib.
You pissed.
So let me ask you a question. So when men jerk off, is it about the visual or is it about the mental?
It depends.
Because you're a jerk off king.
J-O-K?
Yeah.
That's deep. I never heard that one.
Yeah.
J-O-K.
J-O-K.
He said he jerked off more than 20,000 times in his life.
He lying. I never told him the numbers. I don't reveal my stats. I never told him that. They're record breaking. They're in the book. They're in the Guinness. But I never reveal my joints. Because dudes would get jealous and somebody, you know, they'll be hating on me like, damn, he got me. He more than me.
Somebody gonna be jealous that you got the jerk off record.
Yeah. Somebody gonna be.
Hey, on some real shit though, you might have entered the Guinness World Book of Records for that shit though.
No, I might could.
Maybe. That'd 20 be like, years.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm already in the books. If I don't tell nobody. I didn't want him to release my record within the record, but it's in the records.
But I wouldn't say said relieve. He couldn't even help himself.
Release. But I'm going to ask y'all a question, man. I got a question for both of y'all. What is your favorite one-hit wonder song of all times?
You go first, Gil.
Favorite one-hit wonder song of all time?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. He snorted so much cocaine that night.
How did he do that? That was listen. This is what I'm gonna say.
You put that beat on, nigga, just wanting to boost.
This is what I'm gonna say. One thing I want to say: if you're a recording artist out there, rapper, whatever you're doing, if you're doing music out there, what I really need people to do is, if you ever get the time, just go back and study music from the 70s to 80s and see some of these songs. 3 minutes, most of the time, it's 3 minutes. These people took 3 minutes and made hits that they didn't even know was a hit. So if you creating music out there and you're doing your thing, just go with your shit, man. Everybody ain't going to feel it. Somebody ain't going, oh, no, you should do this. You should change this. People going to tell you different reasons which you should change.
Right.
Just put that shit. Because if Bobby can make a song like that, Don't Worry, Be Happy, you can. This dude whistled and basically hummed on a whole song, and it was a hit. Did he win a Grammy for that, Dev?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What's your favorite one-hit wonder song?
I'm going to tell you. Girl, you know
we. Whoa! Hold the fucking hold, dab. Millie Vanilli is not no one hit wonders. You don't disrespect them.
Millie Vanilli,
don't fucking. That's one of my favorite groups.
First of all,
don't disrespect them.
Fuck you, about.
They fucking album. They had a whole album. What you mean?
Of them don't not singing.
That was allegations. It's allegations.
Was it allegations?
Was you in the studio with him? Was you in the studio with him?
It wasn't.
Will you make it big? People say all types of shit. Well, these boys won a bunch of Grammys. Album was classic. Girl, you know. Hey, he can talk about girl. You know it's true.
That beat fire.
No, hold up. Blame It On The Rain. Yeah, they got multiple hits. No. They not one-hit wonders.
Hold on.
They not one-hit wonders.
No.
Oh, he kind of right.
I listen to them religiously.
But Blame It On The Rain ain't that real fire, though.
That was a hit. That was a hit.
It wasn't that real fire.
Listen. Girl, you know it's
true. Girl, you know it's true. Brum, brum, ooh, 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 I love you. Girl, you know it's true.
Girl.
Yo.
That was a remix. I just remixed it.
No, but that beat was fire. You listen to it right now, you're like, damn, this production was futuristic.
Blame It On The Rain.
No.
Yeah. That shit was just all
right. No, but you know it. That was all y'all right. Y'all know it. So, see, listen. That's when you know it's big time. You're a big time star. When nuts like you know a song, and you're a hater. So it is like,
but it wasn't them. It was the black boy with the fro and
lies. And they was hating on these boys. They try to extort these boys.
First of all, them niggas not even one hit wonders because they didn't even sing that shit.
No,
yeah, that's true.
So they not even one hit wonders.
No, they're not one hit wonders. They're stars.
They didn't know. They not stars. They didn't even sing that shit.
Somebody hated on them because they blew up and they were trying to extort them, and they came up with the allegation.
As soon as it came out that it wasn't them niggas singing,
they came out the allegation.
Them niggas was over with.
Yo, people was real serious about music back then because niggas steamrolled them albums in the street, set shit on fire. Like, people was
because
mad
at the end of the day, let me just say this. When you love music, you feel like you know that motherfucker.
Yeah, like me. I know all my, like everybody. You feel what I know I'm saying? I grew up with, like,
so at the end of the day, if I support you, I'm a big fan, and then I find out, wait, this not even you singing this shit.
No, that was an allegation, Gil. They might sue you for that. They might stay.
They actually came out as a group called The Real Milli Vanilli, and you could buy their albums. They're called The Real Milli Vanilli.
At the end of the day, now it's like your whole persona is false.
I like to throw a disclaimer allegations that he's making, I'm not a part of them.
I've been run
them. I'm not a part of these allegations. He's lying on me.
I've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. That's how you feel.
And they won a bunch of Grammys.
It don't matter. They all got taken back because it wasn't them niggas.
And them niggas was just some models that got hired and shit, but that shit got so stressful, Bull killed himself.
Right.
I know, man. That was
crazy.
That's
like crazy, crazy.
He killed himself?
Yeah.
He killed him.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So your favorite joint is Bobby. You got to say something else. You can't disrespect Milli Vanilli not on this show. Any other show. And look, Milli Vanilli, Milli, turn it upside V, Billy. But listen, go ahead and say something else, please.
That's it.
How you gonna say that?
Who's yours?
It's hard. I want to say, and I don't want to disrespect him because I think one song was super big, but he had two hits. This is my man, and he's still a legend. I'm still working the music, still getting money. Oh man, Sir Mix-a-Lot. He was a legend.
That's a good one.
Cause first he had
put him
my
on
my posse's
glass.
On Broadway. Posse up. My posse's on Broadway. Me and Sick. That was a classic. Then he came back.
Put him on the glass.
No. My baby got back.
All right, we know that one.
I'm listening to that in the car when I leave. It was a classic.
Put him on a glass was the titties joint.
Put him on a glass is legend too, but he's a legend.
No, he can't. He got more than one.
Yeah, he got more than one. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to see him.
So who's yours?
Damn, it's getting tough.
One hit wonders. Major Figures. Yeah, that's us. Boom, boom, boom. Chris Bliss with it sunny now. That was a one hit wonder. You only had one hit. That's my team. That's my squad. But they only had one hit.
Listen,
I ain't writing a check. Black out of the Philly game. Jordy light up the red.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's us. Balling in them cars and them Jeeps. Yeah, that's
Gilly
us.
Had the you weirdest ain't see head movement in week. That joint. He was like,
one hit wonder. Was that? Listen, that was a one hit wonder.
I got multiple.
No, we're talking about Major Figures, the group.
Yeah.
One hit wonder.
No, we put
how far one, did that go in the charts?
Number two.
It went number two in the chart. That was one hit.
We only put one single out.
It don't matter. Y'all had an album. That was one hit wonder.
Hold on. We put an independent album out. We sold 40-something thousand copies, man. Then we packaged that same independent album up.
Yeah, that's us.
Hold on. We packaged that same independent album up, and we sold it to a company and doubled back.
Get that dough. Face on a Cartier, tic-tac-toe. Spade, where you get that flow? When Tone died, it left my mind in the twist. Yeah, that's us at the ball with the dying and Chris. And I promise you this. We're going to do that. Five coupe land on the lot. Roll blue that.
Hold on.
So listen.
Y'all can't fuck with
me. Oh, he lava.
Y'all can't fuck with
me. Mommy's want to put the count. No, love.
But y'all can't fuck with
y'all
the figures.
Y'all had one hit.
Y'all can't fuck with the figures. I love being a gangster.
Y'all had one hit. Listen, Dad.
Hold on. Wait.
One hit. Yeah, that's us.
Hold on.
That's it. I ain't got no rap. That's my one hit wonder.
Okay.
What about the boy? Remember the boy?
Spade on them going to beat you the fuck.
No, they not. They don't understand it.
Yo, what about the one boy that got like a feature from Michael Jackson back in the 80s? He was the only nigga that ever had like Michael Jackson just jumped and did the hook.
What was his name?
It was like Rock. He had a joint that was like,
I ain't going to, I'm a backtrack from which name?
Somebody's watching me. Sometimes it
I get
feels
no privacy.
Like
he was Orange Juice Jones. I saw you and Kareem Walking in the rain. Doom, doom, doom. No, I just like, I put that remix on it.
Oh.
I mean.
Been holding hands.
Orange Juice Jones, right? But listen, what's name too?
Never be the same.
Terrence Trent D'Arby. Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my lady.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Legend. I remember that shit.
Was that him? I'm making sure I got the right name. But I'm going to say my number one all-time one-hit wonder. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah,
he just mad because he was in the cell. He wasn't there getting them.
I was
dick
supposed
sucks.
To be there.
He wasn't there getting them dick there. Sucks. That's why.
No, he's like, he's lying.
He mad. Look,
yeah, that's us.
Look, you know why he mad.
But the thing is, you get a lot
Chris
of dick
Chris
sucks for this
money, man.
Listen. You know why he mad? Because he was supposed to be there, but he didn't get away during the robbery. They tripped him. Listen,
I would say this,
okay,
man.
During the robbery, he ran off. You know old school when they kick the back of your leg when you run and the cop kicked the back of his leg. He fell, scraped his shit up on the ground. They locked him up.
You should listen. I remember one time they hit him with the molly bar. What's the joint? The slapjack. I remember one time they hit him in his head. He fell out. He faded and all that shit. He hit him in the back of his chin. Hey, here, we running. Listen. They slap him in the, wham! He listen. Goes, wham!
We used to do crimes.
It was like a quaver. Wham!
Listen, we used to do crimes. And then we'd be running off the sea. He was the type of nigga to be screaming, wait up. He'd be the type of nigga screaming, wait up. Wait up. What the fuck are you talking about? No, wait up.
Gil was the
boy.
When we get caught, like, listen, he get caught. He the joke. Come on, Wallo. They got us. They got us, Wallo. Don't go home. Don't go. Listen, don't go to Nanny House. Don't go to 4513 North Worcester Main Street. They know you're going to be in the basement under the couch. Don't go there. He was that boy.
Hey, listen. You be running off the scene. He be talking about, hold up, wait up. Like, my nigga, when it's time to get away, ain't no fucking wait up.
You left.
It's every man for his fucking self. Police kicked his
wasn't
leg.
Wasn't fast enough to jump over the gate with
he get this shit all on the ground. They locked him up. He get there, shit, blood dripping from his shit. Now he in the cell watching. Yeah, that's us.
It's better to be a one hit wonder than a no hit wonder. I'll tell you that too.
Yeah, but I want to say something before we end. Everybody that's out there doing music, I'm gonna just say some real shit, man. Do what the fuck you want. Right. Do it how you want. Cause I had to realize, man. I had a lot of conversations with all type of people, managers, A&Rs. Nobody got this shit figured out. And ain't nobody coming to the music game, rap, R&B, whatever you rock. Nobody came. No two people in the history of life came in the same way or got put on the same way. So just do what the fuck you feel. Put out your truth, man. And just follow you. Follow how you feel, man. And just, you know, it's certain type of ways of structures. Website, what's the name? Medium, SoundCloud. Different things you want to do. But go there. Yo, why is you fucking smoking that, man? You trying to give me cancer, man? Well, listen, man. We going to go, man. But shout out to all of everybody out there doing anything.
Oh, you just smoked weed. Oh.
Yo, man.
That's on your jacket.
Listen, let me explain something to you. That's not on my jacket. Only thing that's on my jacket is meth. I'll take that.
Okay.
If I smoked a woolly with meth, not too many people say they can smoke a weed, wet, crack, heroin, blunt. Well, what? But if I done that, that's cool. I'm going to take that shit. But I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to get up out of here. But all the artists is trying to do their thing. Go out there, do your thing. Do what the fuck you want to do.
Right.
If you want to make it happen. All you need is 3 minutes to change your life. I'm Wallo 267.
I'm Gilly the King. This is the nut ass nigga of all nut ass niggas.
And you tuned in and we out of here. Me, $1 million worth of game.
Right.